The lower Manhattan skyline lit up early this morning for the first time since Superstorm Sandy slammed into the U.S. Northeast, while storm victims in New Jersey and elsewhere remained in the dark and awaiting disaster relief. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula has been covering Sandy all this week, and he joins us now live. Well, Jim, I imagine many of those people awaiting that relief are in Long Island, where you are.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Good morning, Richard. And many of them are on long, long gas lines on Long Island and also northern New Jersey as well. I think that's really the issue for a lot of people at this point, as power remains out to millions. And obviously the biggest concern for a lot of people at this point, gas supplies. And a lot of these gas stations, the ones that are pumping the gas, able to do that at least, are running out of gas as well, Richard.
Well, Jim, for those people without electricity, that must be making for some especially very bad hardships if they live in a high rise.
Yeah, very much so. You know, and also then you throw in the weather. It's been very chilly here, as it has there in D.C., obviously, and that's only adding to the misery. You know, these people, I was in a couple of hotels this week as well myself with no power, and there's no warm water. Telephone lines are inoperable in a lot of instances. Cell phone service in a lot of these places is still very spotty at best. So, yeah, and then you talk about these high rises, and in a lot of cases, Richard, older folks are having to deal with all of this hardship and heartache.
What's the situation with flooding around Long Island now, Jim?
The water has receded in most areas. I was in a couple of towns yesterday in northern Jersey on the Jersey Shore. They still had standing water in several roads from the storm surge. But most of the flooding is gone. And I think now, certainly the shock and disbelief are giving way to the harsh realization of a most uncertain future for a lot of people, and the fact that lives have been forever changed for a lot of people.
You sort of followed that storm this week, traveling up the coastline from North Carolina, and as you traveled north, you must have been able to see the real evidence of how Sandy grew.
Yeah, very much so. In fact, at the height of the storm, I've lost track of days. I guess it was last Monday when it actually hit, Richard. I was at Ocean City, Maryland. And the striking thing about the storm, the huge waves and the relentless waves. At Ocean City, Maryland, at least, waves were running 15 to 20 feet, and they pounded ashore all day long, well over 12 hours worth. In fact, Richard, I'll always remember standing on the beach, and those waves were hitting with such force. They were breaking, crashing ashore with such force that as you stood on the beach, the ground was actually rumbling and shuddering. There was a thump as these huge waves would break ashore. And that's why we're seeing the tremendous, tremendous damage we're seeing along the Jersey Shore, because they took not only the huge waves, but the storm surge as well.
Truly awesome. Well, thank you, Jim.
Yeah, my pleasure, Richard. Take care now.
CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula talking to us live from Long Island.